Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The greatest independence we can have is from the devil and from sin. And Jesus Christ has made us victors. Amen. Hey, look. Today's message is really a special message because I'm talking about seasons of life. In fact, the title of our message today is What Season Are You In? Today, I want to help you to recognize when your new seasons that God has brought into your life begin to move in. Now, your life is ever-changing, introducing new experiences. But in time, those experiences will begin to repeat. And that's because God has established creation on a cycle. In fact, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 8 and 22, "For as long as the earth remains, sowing and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never stop." You know, one of the most confusing and frustrating things is getting lost. To not recognize your surroundings or even what direction to take. And life can be like that when we don't recognize God operates through seasons in our lives. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens." You were created with a prophetic purpose that is revealed through seasons and events. Listen to what the scripture says. "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." You see, your purpose will unfold through seasons. The Bible says, "First that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual." Every person passes through seasons of human development. For example, birth, infancy, childhood, adolescence. We become young adults, more mature adults, and then senior adults. And in the same way, as Christians, we also go through seasons of growth. God has a plan for our lives, and we are all being led by His timeline. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and 2, it gives us some insight to this. It says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow by growth in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, God is patient. And the thing is that we have to remember, though, that God, He is the one who is developing us, even as Christians. However, you cannot remain at one spiritual level too long. You will be pressed to graduate to the next season because that's the way God has planned your life. Now, sometimes it's gradual and other times it's very abrupt. God is going to place you where you would have never chosen for yourself. And God is going to place you in His prophetic place in history. And no one progresses through life at their own pace. Now, this message is announcing right now that you have already or are entering into a new season. Listen to what the Bible says about this. It says, "Though by this time you ought to be teaching others, you still need someone to teach you all over again. The very simple rules of God's principles. You have become people who need a continual milk diet instead of solid food." What am I talking about? Folks, look, I'm telling you that there are seasons in life, and even we as Christians, sometimes we're moving a little bit too slow for God. Sometimes we're not where we really should be. You know, most people that I talk to, in fact, say that to me, I'm just not where I really should be. But I want to say this to you. God has a plan for your life. People and opportunities are waiting for you based upon God's plan. Now, during this season, God is equipping you through experiences to fulfill your prophetic purpose in life. And because of your spiritual assignment, I'm going to repeat what I said before. You're going to face circumstances in your life that you would have never chosen for yourself. But what you need to do is recognize that God has a plan for your life. And although things may be challenging right now, God has already predestined the outcome for your good. You remember that scripture in Romans 8 and 28. It tells us that. It says, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance and he chose them. Now, what I'd like to do is begin to mention some steps to recognize that you're in a new season. Number one, sudden changes in your circumstances may indicate that you've entered into a new season. Listen to what the scripture says, and I'm going to give you this reference in Hebrews chapter 10 and 9. It says, God takes away the first to establish the second. When you're going through a situation that you may think is a dilemma, something is happening, you've lost your job, you have to move out of your house, or you've lost your vehicle, or any of those things, those types of changes where perhaps something is taken away from you. Always remember this, that God will remove the first to establish something that follows after. Number two, you must leave your past behind. Now, this is a principle of change. This lets you know that you're going into a new season. The Bible tells us that either we will move on in our lives or God will move us, as in the case of Joseph. He was taken to Egypt. He didn't ask to go. God took him there because of the purpose in his life. Listen to what the scripture says, though, in Isaiah 43 and 18. Remember not the former things. See, a lot of us are still dwelling on the former things that happened in our life in the past. You know what? You have new experiences ahead of you in your future. Your past was not your best. In fact, the Bible says, though your beginning was small, your latter end will greatly increase. So no, your past was not your best life. No, the present and the future is your best life. And so the scripture says, don't consider the things of old, because behold, I am doing something new. And God can't bless your future with one foot in your past. It can never happen. Number three, you are able to overcome fear and doubt. A new courage comes from within because God is with you as you're going into a new season. He doesn't send you in there unprepared, but you've got to recognize that with everything that is happening, new peace, new joy, new strength is being added to your life because God is causing you to grow. Most of the problems that we encounter are simply a test to increase our faith that it might grow. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and 17 and 7, it says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are testing you. You see, God wants us to know that we're going to face challenges, even challenges that may cause us to trust him less. But look, listen to what he says. He wants us to remember. I'm going to give you another verse. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No test has come your way beyond what you can bear. God will not fail you. He will not let you be in a test more than you can stand. You know, the Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper, will overcome you. You see, it's important for you to understand that God always brings us out of things to bring us into things. He brings us out of our past so that we can obtain our future.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Joseph had to leave his family to fulfill the destiny that God had assigned for him because of his dreams. And you will have to leave your past to fulfill the dreams that God has given you as well. In Genesis chapter 37, it talks about Joseph. It says Joseph had a dream. He told it to his brothers and they hated him even more. Let me just tell you something. People are not happy for you as you wish they would be. Now, I'm sure that there are some, but please, you know, the scriptures, they really give us a view of what life is really like. Everyone's not happy for you. You've got to be happy for yourself. And some things you just need to keep close to your vest when you're being blessed. Because once again, the blessing is not on others. The blessing is on you. The Bible says that Joseph explained the dream to them. He said, we were out in the field trying to gather bundles of grain. Suddenly my bundle stood up and your bundles gathered together and they bowed down before mine. And his brothers said to him, so you think that you will be our king? Do you actually think you will rule over us? And the Bible says, and they hated him all the more because of his dreams and the way he talked about them. It's important for us to accept our divine purpose. You know, don't compare yourself with other people. Never try to align yourself with other people and what they do. Be yourself. Be the person that God called you to be. Look, don't get a committee together to decide what you should do. The Bible says that we should acknowledge the Lord in all that we do, and he will direct our paths. You know, you have to learn to discern God's season of separation and obey his direction. Now, this is very difficult, what I'm saying. You know, God told Abraham to leave his family, his mother, his father, and his relatives and his friends, and go to the place that he was sending him. Look, this is really something that God does to almost every single one of us. He separates us from our past to establish a new present and future based upon the destiny that he's already assigned for our lives. You know, in some situations, he will create circumstances for you to move like he did Joseph. Joseph was not ready to move from his family. But God's purpose was for Joseph to become the second ruler of Egypt, the greatest kingdom of that time. So he used his brothers to betray him, to put him on the track to Egypt. The Bible tells us that Joseph was taken to Egypt to be sold as a slave outwardly, but this was simply placing him in the country of his prophetic purpose. Could it be right now that you're going through a situation where God is just repositioning you to where you really belong for the purpose that he designed for your life? The Bible says Joseph's brothers pulled him out of the cistern they had thrown him into and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And they traded him. And the Bible says they took him to Egypt, and God was with Joseph there. It's an amazing thing, folks, but I want you to always understand God is always with you no matter what circumstances you have, because there's a prophetic plan for your life. No, he doesn't consult us about that plan. But it's important for you to recognize the seasons that you're going into, because they'll help you to keep your direction and to flow with God. The Bible says that Joseph succeeded in everything he did as he served his Egyptian master. And his master noticed that God was blessing him in everything that he did, and it pleased Potiphar. So he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. After that, Potiphar's wife laid her eyes on him because he was a good-looking young man and tried to seduce him, but Joseph said, "No, no, how can I do such a thing against my God?" Well, then she accused him of trying to attack her, and guess what? He was falsely accused and placed in prison for obeying God. You know, a lot of people have said, "I did the right thing, and I still got punished," and began to feel sorry for themselves. But listen, I just want to say, because some of you may be in that situation right now, listen, God is actually positioning you for where you need to be for that next season that he has for your life, because that's exactly what he did with Joseph. If Joseph had not been in prison, he would have never met Pharaoh. God positioned him there. There's a purpose for the things you go through. There's a purpose for the rejection in your life. There's a purpose for the place you've been put. Many times God is hiding you until the time of your purpose. The Bible says that Pharaoh heard about Joseph and he brought him before him, and he said, "I've had some dreams and I've heard that you can interpret them." And Joseph said, "It's beyond my power to do this, O Pharaoh, but God can reveal to you what your dreams mean." No matter how you move forward in life, always give God the glory, because he's the one who's making all of your successes to happen. God is the one who is bringing favor and success into your life. God gave Joseph the interpretation of the dream, and as a result, Pharaoh said, "I put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt." Then he removed his signet ring and placed it on his hand, and he dressed him in fine linen clothing, the Bible says, and he put a gold chain around his neck, and he commanded him to ride in the chariot reserved for the second in command. Now look, Joseph began to recognize God's seasons and to submit to them in faith. He didn't know what was going on initially when he was thrown into that pit. He had lost his sense of direction in life. God said he was going to be a ruler. He found himself in a pit. But then as time went on, he saw the blessing of God on his gift and how he kept being promoted no matter where he was. Even in the prison, the warden promoted him over all the prisoners to take care of the whole place. You have got to recognize, as you're going into a new season, it's for promotion, it's for preparation, it's for God's plan on your life. When God moves you from one location to another, he's positioning you for your purpose. The Bible tells us that if we maintain faith in God, we will have an easier road. But let me ask you a question now, because this comes to all of us. God is testing you. Whether you're serving God or you're serving man or you're serving yourself when you go through difficult situations in life. But you have to remember what season you're in. That's the question here. Do you know what season you're in? Will you maintain your faith in God? Will you yield to the temptations of your flesh? Joseph did not. Or will you keep complaining about what's going on in your life? Look, the Bible tells us that if we remain faithful to God, He will grant us even authority over those who persecute us. See, if we don't forgive, we will remain in the prison of our past. It's important that you recognize the seasons that you've gone through are simply positioning you for the promotions that God has for your life. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says at the end, because his brothers actually did bow before him. They didn't know who he was at the time, but they did. But after their father died and Joseph was revealed to them, they were afraid that he would take revenge. And you know what he said? He said, God is the one who arranged all of this. And it was to save many people's lives. He recognized that the seasons of his life had to do with his destiny. The events of his life were all created by God to get him to where he was supposed to be at the proper time in history to save so many lives. Because the famine was what was predicted in those dreams to Pharaoh. And Joseph was given the plan of God to turn all that around. It would have never happened if he stayed in his hometown. What God has for you will never happen unless you proceed through the seasons that he's assigned to your life. Even the negative experiences in our lives are preparing us for the promotion that lies ahead. I wonder if you'll pray with me now. Because God wants you to recognize what season you're in. And most of all things are working together for your good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're working out all things for our good. Jesus, come into our hearts, be the Lord of our lives completely. Devil, get out of our lives. We surrender our entire life to God's will and purpose. We believe that Jesus died, he rose again. He's our soon coming King. He's seated on the right hand of the Father in heaven. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. We believe it in our heart. We confess it with our mouths. And Father, we want to thank you for revealing to us that we must know and recognize the seasons that you've placed in our lives to fulfill our divine purpose.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is What Season Are You In? Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart or would like to renew your relationship with him, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for them and I forsake them now. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I do believe and I do confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer with me, then Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I want to encourage you to continue to seek God by talking to Him as your best friend. Read the Bible. Trust God for all of your needs. He's always there with you. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.